There you go. That was the Beach Boys there, and God Only Knows. And on the line now I have Deirdre Tracy, supporter, care coordinator with ActionAid. Good morning. How are you, Deirdre?
Not too bad, Noel. How are things?
Okay, now ActionAid, one of your people came to the door and I said, I never heard of that. So I got the number and said, let's find out about it. So tell us what ActionAid actually do.
Very good. Well, listen, ActionAid, we're an overseas development organisation and we were established in Dublin in 1983, so 30 years ago. We work on education and women's rights, and I suppose the core way in which we fund our programmes is through child sponsorship. So when you had our fundraisers calling to the door, they were explaining a little bit about child sponsorship, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So the child sponsorship programme, just to talk to you a little bit about that, it's actually a global movement of people who are bringing about positive change in the lives of children.
Deirdre, your phone has gone a little bit distorted there. Maybe if you turn it a little bit. That's better now,
yeah,
okay,
can you,
yeah. That's
can you hear
great.
Me now?
That's
you
great,
can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. So just in relation to the child sponsorship programme, as I was saying, so it's a global movement of people, and we're bringing about positive change in the lives of children in developing countries. So ActionAid, we have a presence in about 45 countries, and our sponsorship programme, it helps to transform the life of a child by really creating a solid surrounding in which that child can thrive. So in Ireland, we have over 6,000 supporters, and they're sponsoring children in 5 countries, in Vietnam, Nepal, Cambodia, Uganda and Kenya. So under the child sponsorship programme, ActionAid, we commit to supporting a community for 10 years. And in that time, really, our goal is to make that community sustainable so that they can provide a better future for their children and indeed for the next generation. And in creating that environment, we're working really, really closely with local colleagues and partners and commit ourselves long-term to that community to develop their schools, livelihoods and healthcare.
So have you got... Just to ask you about that part of it, have you got people on the ground all the time in the areas for certain periods of time to help the people develop and explain how they can improve their situation?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think what makes ActionAid really different is that we don't send staff over. So all our staff are local,
mm-hmm.
and we work with local community-based organisations as well. And I suppose they know best as to how to help those communities lift themselves out of poverty. So all the programme work, all the initiatives, it really stems from the local community.
Okay. And when you talked about women's rights as well, how do you get involved in that?
So we run a number of programmes around women's rights. So outside of our child sponsorship programme, we also have a very strong programme which is funded by Irish Aid as well. So typically, some of the initiatives that we run, for example, would be microfinance for women.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people know, but, over 70% of those who are living in poverty are actually women. So we believe that by focusing in on women and helping them to become, economically independent, then that has a positive knock-on effect to the child as well.
Okay. Now, how does someone calls to your door, forget about the door for a minute. If people are listening to us now, can they become a sponsor? Or do you have to wait
absolutely.
If someone calls?
Oh, absolutely. No, they can. People can go online to actionaid.ie, or they can give us a ring in the office here either, and that's 01878-7911. So if they give us a ring, we can talk them through how child sponsorship works. But in a nutshell, I suppose, if someone wants to participate in the programme, we will link that supporter with a child in one of our 10 sponsorship programmes
mm-hmm.
in 5 countries that I mentioned before. And they become the only sponsor of that child. And so their monthly donation, it goes to help the sponsored child and the people who matter to them most, their family, their friends and the community. So once they join the programme, they receive a photo of that child along with information on the child's family, their community and the challenges that they're facing as well. Every year they receive two really, really nice reports that come directly from that community, which highlights the achievements and the progress that have been made as a result of the support over the year, along with a written message as well from the child. So the sponsors as well, they also have an opportunity to write to the child, and I suppose with this, it's a chance as well to really build a very nice relationship and opportunity as well, mm-hmm. to see the development and transformation firsthand as well over the years. We do have sponsors as well who from time to time they go and visit that child as well in their community, and we really encourage that as well. It's a great way to see you know, firsthand the difference that their support has made, and just in the middle at the moment actually of helping a supporter she's been with us 30 years now, and she's finally going over to meet her sponsor child in Nepal.
Okay, so that's how long, so you have some of the sponsorships with you that long?
Yeah, like as I said, we're based in Dublin here over 30 years. Mm-hmm. We've been very, very fortunate to have a very committed supporter base. So over 50% of our supporters have been with us 10 years plus,
yeah.
Which I think is, as I said, we're really, really fortunate. I think it's a testament as well to the child sponsorship program, because people can really see the difference that their kind donation is making on the ground. And I mm-hmm. think that's why people, you know, do stick with this.
Yeah, it's like fostering from a distance. So what weighs the cost? Do the people themselves decide on what they're going to donate, or is there a minimum cost?
For the child sponsorship programme, we would ask for €23 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, that will be on a monthly basis.
Okay, and is it through direct debit, or what way does that work?
Yeah, mostly people will sponsor through direct debit, but we do have some donors as well who would send in postal orders, etc. So we try to accommodate all our sponsors. So, you know, whatever way they would like to support us and however it suits them best, as I said, we try to be accommodating.
Okay. Now, a lot of people watching TV all the time, social media, all sorts of things, and that's happening all over the world. So how much of an input does the sponsor have in selecting, for instance, where the money would go, or the sex of the child, or whatever, the age of the child? Does it have any input at all, the sponsor? Does he or she?
Well, we do have programs that, you know, at the moment, for example, we'd really love people to support our program in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So we have areas, I suppose, that, you know, ActionAid here, we have certain areas that need more support. But then in the same, you know, breath, we, you know, if the sponsor kind of rings us up and says, well, you know, I used to work in Nepal and I have an affiliation there, or, you know, we have one sponsor as well, for example, who... she was an adopted child from Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
And she would have liked to, you know, sponsor a child in Vietnam as well, and do that with her child. So, you know, we as I said, we're very accommodating. If someone has a preference for things like support mm-hmm. a particular country or area, that's definitely no problem at all.
Okay, and the children, obviously, all children, whatever area you may pick, whether it's Vietnam, can't be sponsored. So those that are singled out to an extent, is it obvious that they sponsor children where they are? Because, it could become a bit of a stigma. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose like with the sponsorship, with our sponsorship programme anyway, those children, they act as ambassadors for
okay.
the programme. So not all children will be sponsored.
Okay.
So, you know, not all children in a school will be sponsored. But the funds and the money, they go to help the community at large. So there isn't a difference between, you know, in terms of what benefit they're getting between sponsored children and non-sponsored children in that area. Because the money goes to help with the development of that community, and that has a knock-on effect for sponsored children and for those who are not sponsored as well. So we mm-hmm. we're not singling out children, I suppose.
Okay, and do people get updates all the time? You've mentioned all the time that you can write whenever you want. Can you write whenever you want, and do you receive messages back directly if the child is old enough to write?
Yeah, we really, really encourage that. And it's, the children really love that as well when they receive, you know, a postcard from their sponsor. They really like that. And those correspondents, for example, as I mentioned, Vietnam before, I know they bring all those correspondents to school so all the children can see them and learn a little bit more about Ireland. And then, as I mentioned as well, the child, every twice a year, they will write to their sponsor. So it depends how old the child is, I suppose. Younger children, they actually draw, you know, nice pictures. And then we have some volunteers, local volunteers, who will go out to the school when they collect those messages for sponsors. And they will translate and write up a little, you know, a few paragraphs as well, how the child is, you know, is keeping, and translate a message from that child to their sponsor.
Is it a worldwide organisation? I know you liaison with lots of other organisations around the world, but is it ActionAid itself a worldwide organisation, or is it peculiar to Ireland?
Yeah, it's a global movement. So as I mentioned before, we're in 45 countries. So that will be an ActionAid presence in 45 countries. We do as well. We as I mentioned before, we're very much, we work on a grassroots level. So we would partner with community based organisations in local areas as well.
Okay, so give us those details again if people want to be a sponsor with ActionAid.
Okay, so you can go online, actionaid.ie, or it's probably best to maybe give myself a call. It's Deirdre Tracy, and you can call 01-878-7911.
878-7911.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, fundraising, do you do as well as the door-to-door letting people know about ActionAid? Do you do fundraisers in the course of the year as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So we have our child sponsorship program, and then we also have community fundraising. So we have supporters who will hold events for us, and they fundraise towards our priority projects. So at the moment, we are looking at organising a yoga day, for example, in June. And then we are also getting a group of people together as well to run the mini marathon for ActionAid.
Are you based in Dublin?
So we aren't these yet. We're just off Parnell Square.
Okay. Now, you have an upcoming event on speech writing. It's a competition final. Tell us about that. That's on March the 3rd.
Yeah, that's a really, really nice program we have going with schools at the moment. So that's it was a national competition. It's closed now, and we've selected finalists. And that is a part of our public engagement program. So the schools were asked to submit, or the kids were asked to submit an essay. And that essay, then we received submissions from a lot of different schools nationally. It's really, really nice. We had some really, really great essays in the end. And then the final then will be happening in March. And the finalists will come to Dublin and then present their speech.
Okay, well,
so it's really nice. It's the first year that we've done it, but hopefully we'll be able to continue it next year.
It sounds like it's going to be a continuing effect, all right. It's going to be an event that will be continued. And obviously it's too late for people to enter now because, or is it? The 3rd of March is...
Yeah, unfortunately it is. We have the finalists selected, but watch out for it next year. You know, it should be around the same time. As I said, hopefully we'll be able to continue it next year. It's a really nice programme for kids.
Okay, and people should look up actionaid.ie for all the details on forthcoming fundraisers and also on all events like that. And they can give you a call on 01-878-7911. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you, dear, and thank you very much. And congratulations to all the team. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And that's Deirdre Tracy, Supporting Care Coordinator with ActionAid.